time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media following the Ravens' win in Arizona on Sunday.
I just felt like it was a tough game. I mean, the Cardinals are a good football team. They're physical, they're tough. You understand what they're building there. Coach is doing a great job with them. But our guys, coming across country and all the things we've been dealing with as far as that, not playing, we weren't great. We weren't really as crisp and sharp as we wanted to be by any stretch. And yet we kept grinding, we kept fighting and found a way to get the job done. What question do you have?
I tell you, I got to get like a diet coke or something.
Talking about Michael Pierce, the game he played, seemed like his huge plays up front was really dominating.
Mike was dominant. Like, he had four or five tackles for loss. He had both stops on the fourth down. and he had a sack. I mean, he just took over the game inside.
How much does that kind of help set the tone? You guys obviously moved quickly down the field the first drive, and then things kind of slowed from there. But how much does that help set the tone when you have
when you're struggling a little bit, I'm really not hitting. And they had some good schemes, and they were running some good plays. And someone's got to step up. Someone's got to make plays. In this league, you have to make plays. I mean, somebody's got to make plays. Mark gets key first down, first drive. Somebody's got to do something to make the plays and keep you going. I just felt like Michael was definitely that guy for us.
John, how much are you encouraged that you can not play your best, not play great, but still find a way to win the football game and build on that?
I think that's a really good point, because in this league you have to be able to do that. You're just not going to be hitting on every cylinder every single week, and you have to find a way to win those games. I think the best teams over time prove that they'll win games even when they're not at their best. They'll find a way to win games late. They'll find a way to win a game when they can't run it, when they can't throw it, or when they can't stop something. They'll still find a way to win the game. And really, that's players, that's character. But it's also talent, ability, confident guys who can make plays, and I felt like our guys did a good job of that today.
John, what do you think just the cumulative impact of Gus down the stretch was to wear down that defense?
It was big. I mean, the second half, we got the run game going. We were throwing the ball quite a bit in the first half, and we had some success doing it. But to get the run game going in the second half and in the fourth quarter, to be able to take the ball down there, take up all that time and score, that was a huge drive right there. Two of them, really.
You mentioned it. I think you guys were over 70% pass rate on early downs in that first half. I guess, was that just the game plan all along? Was that Lamar having control to pick and choose?
No, I mean, I just felt like that's the way the game is called, and we'll definitely look at it. I mean, we're going to be our own worst critics. Nobody's their own worst critic more than our play caller. I promise you that, huh? Mark, I mean, he criticizes himself pretty hard, and he'll look at all that. But, there's a reason for doing that. I think we were attacking some things, and we were trying to go right at them and attack them in certain ways with their coverage and stuff. And we had some success doing it. But, to get the run game going in the second half was big. I mean, Gus had 80 yards, 3 touchdowns. It's a pretty big deal.
You mentioned the run game. How confident were you guys in your running backs today?
Confident. I mean, we're confident in Gus. We're confident in Justice, obviously we want to get our guy back, Keelan, and get healthy with that. And Melvin Gordon, I mean, he's sitting there on our practice squad. We think the world of him, too. So, we're going to try to find a way to get him involved. So, yeah, we like our running backs a lot.
John, we saw him carry in a great tackle for the last couple of drives. Was that injury-related or no?
It was kind of give Morgan a little chance to not have so many reps. You got Pat. I mean, why not put him out there? He's a starting caliber player.
John, at 6-2 now, does it mean anything that right now you're tied with the best record in the AFC with the Chiefs, the Jags, and the Dolphins? Does that mean anything to you guys?
My mom always says, get the lead, keep the lead. So, we're tied for the lead, I guess. But it's a long season. As we say, nobody's crowned after 8 games. There's a lot of football to be played. The season is long for a reason, and it does weed out the best. And if we want to be the best or considered the best, we're going to have to do it over the long haul. Very confident in our guys. I think our guys have what it takes, character, toughness, resilience. I really love our guys. I'm proud of our guys. I think that they fight, man. They fight. And we have really good players. We're really talented. We have really good coaches. So 1 week at a time, we got a very good team coming in. Seattle, I think they won, right?
Yes.
They beat Cleveland, So, we're already thinking about that.
All right, thanks.